All right. You're listening to Sorted Hour 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We got an hour of some of the best rock and roll you can shake a stick at, because that's what all the kids are doing nowadays, is shaking sticks at things, right? Right? I'm hip. I get it. We got some new stuff we'll start off with. Something brand new. Coming up later in the show, though, quite exciting. We'll be doing an interview with The Damn Truth, a fantastic band from Montreal, who are out on tour right now. They'll be swinging by The Cavern on April 7th. Be sure to check that show out. Last time they put on a fantastic, fantastic show. So we'll be chatting with them in a little bit. But first off, I'm going to start things off with some brand new Monster Magnet. This is off their newest album, Mind Fudger. That's what we're going with, Mind Fudger. The name of the track's called Want Some. Here we go on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
Winnipeg's best and brightest get their chance to shine at the 2018 edition of the Brunos on Saturday, March 31st, taking place at your favorite watering hole, Shannon's Irish Pub. The brainchild of Beer for Breakfast, the Brunos are voted on by local music fans and winners are selected by chance. Finally, an awards show for the people, by the people. Voting is open now. Head over to beerforbreakfast.fm or search for Beer for Breakfast on Facebook and cast your ballot. Don't delay, have your say, support great local music, and vote today. This year's amazing free concert features performances from Otter Than the Otters, Snarky Remarkable, Lakes and Pines, Cole Shway and Band, Twin, and UMFM's own Ashley Binyarge. A wonderful cross-section of just some of the amazing musical talent that Peg City has to offer. Good peeps of Peg City, it's your time to shine. Come on down to Shannon's Irish Pub on Saturday, March 31st at 8 p.m. for the 2018 Brunos, proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Atomic Bitch Wax with a track called Hound's Tooth from their last album, Force Field. That band is... kind of features, I don't know, it's a, I guess you could call it an auxiliary band of Monster Magnet. Started off with the Ed Mundell, who is the lead guitarist for Monster Magnet. He was in that band, and eventually he left and was replaced by Finn Ryan. I guess, I don't know if his name is backwards. He used to be in a band called Core, which is funny because Atomic Bitch Wax did a Core cover before he was in the band. And yeah, it's just weird. now, the bassist and guitarist is also in Monster Magnet. And the drummer for Monster Magnet replaced their old drummer. So it's, yeah, weird. Weird thing going on there. And Monster Magnet started the set off with Want Some from their brand new album, Mind Fudger. So Misha and the Spanx were just in town last weekend, the weekend before, something like that. They have a brand new album called Girls, Girls, Girls. We're going to hear a track called Motorin. This is Misha and the Spanx on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Think Located at 10414 Graham Avenue in the heart of downtown Winnipeg, Scam Skate is a local skateboard company born out of a desire to bring something different to the scene. We are completely dedicated to supporting skaters from all walks of life, and all of our longboards are skillfully made in-house from scratch. Stop into the shop and skate our brand new half pipe for free during regular hours. Everyone's welcome. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Scam Skate, or visit us on the web at scamskate.com to view a full range of our products as well as special offers. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and located at 10414 Graham Avenue, Scam Skate is your spot for quality, custom-built skateboards and apparel. Scam Skate. Shop local. Skate local.
All right, you're tuned into Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Flash Lightning with their version of Shapes of Things, though that seems to follow the Jeff Beck version more than the Yardbirds, even though Jeff Beck was in the Yardbirds and all blah, 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 blah. That comes off of an EP that they'll be releasing next month, I believe. I think it's their final one, and sounds like it'll be all covers, so that should be interesting. The Blackwater Fever from Australia before that with Set My Mind from their new album Delusions, and Misha and the Spanx started things off with Motorin from their brand new album Girls, Girls, Girls. That one's racing up the charts right now. It's number 5. Last week it was number 8. Maybe it'll get to number 1. All because I played it on my show. All right, so we've got Leela from The Damn Truth on the phone. We'll go live right now and start chatting it up. Hello, are you there, Leela?
I am. Actually, Tom hopped onto the call as well, so he's here with me too.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. The more the merrier. So I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out and doing this interview. I've been a fan for a few years now. Actually, a friend of mine from Montreal, used to work at the Irish Embassy. She turned me on to you guys. She's like, you got to hear this band. They're amazing. So she told me to say hi. I don't know if you know her. Her name's Christina.
For sure. I remember. Yeah.
The tall waitress.
Yeah, that's so cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough gushing. How about we start off by introducing everybody in the band?
Sure. I'm Leela. I sing. I play rhythm guitar. Tom plays lead. We've got PY on the bass and Dave T on the drums.
Right on, right on. So you guys are on tour right now?
We are. We've been on the road for about 7 weeks now.
And did you guys just play Oregon recently?
We've been in Oregon for the last few days. We played Portland, and we played Bend and Eugene. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. You guys got a little bit of time off right now?
Just a couple of days before we come back home to Canada.
Okay, so you're still in the United States?
Yeah, we're still here for a day or two, just taking it easy in Eugene, Oregon, which is kind of a really cool hippie kind of a town. It's our first time here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great time. And, looking forward to start our Canadian day. It's been a few weeks now. We've been in the States, 7 weeks. Definitely some memorable moments and some memories that we're going to forever cherish, but right, we're looking forward to come back home.
That's the first time you guys have been in the United States?
Yeah, it is. This is our first time crossing down south.
Cool, cool. Way to go. I saw you guys did a date at the Whiskey in LA. How did that go?
Wow. That was, that's definitely one of the highlights of this tour, man. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was really incredible. First of all, to get invited to play was out of this world, and then to we got in and we just walked around a few days before the show, and we just like headed around the Sunset Strip, and it's just, the place is so full of vibe. It's so important, I think, to continue the rock and roll history and on this strip. And it was really, really incredible for us to be able to play that stage.
That's wild.
You know, you, you walk into that club and there's an energy there and you feel it, and so much of rock and roll history happened there. And then to see The Damn Truth on the marquee as the headliner of that night, and for so many people to show up to our LA show, you know, it was just really amazing.
Yeah.
A dream come true.
Nice, nice. Yeah, you're continuing the history, keeping the tradition going. So I'm always curious. What type of music do you guys listen to when you're on tour? Is there like a go-to album you have, or to get you pumped up, or?
there's a few. There, I think we all have like our favorites, and like they're kind of, I guess the favorites are on rotation. but we're always listening to new things as well. We just listen to the new Jack White album, and we're, you know, we're constantly inspired by everything. We also like to listen to radio of where we're at, and like rock radio in every town, and see what's being played, and
getting a vibe for the place.
Yeah,
for sure, yeah.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
On this tour, we listened to Liam Gallagher's new album a lot.
Okay.
We picked up a CD from the Flaming Lips at one point, and we've been listening to that quite
That's
often.
It's been really fun.
That must be a trip.
Yeah.
Right on. And you guys have got this this commercial deal. I don't know, how long ago did that come through?
You're talking about the Yves Saint Laurent. It was about 6 months ago, I think, that they released the song like internationally.
Okay.
Last year.
Yeah, or maybe a little more than that. Yeah, like it was about last year that I recorded it, and and it took a little while to like, and it's still just like launching in different countries around the world, and it's just been really, really crazy. Like I've gotten like fans from all over the globe from this, so it's a great opportunity and great exposure.
Yeah, it really is. I was in Italy over the Christmas holidays, and I saw that commercial a couple of times played there, and most of the people I knew who I talked to there were like, oh yeah, I know that commercial, I love that song, kind of thing, so...
Very cool.
You know, that really did a lot to us. I mean, ever since it started, it did a lot for us, for sure. Ever since it started airing over the world, we've been shipping records everywhere and making new fans and meeting new people, and it's been exciting.
Yeah, that is very, very exciting. So, and how did that all come about?
In a show, man. There was somebody in one of our shows who sort of approached me after the show and said, you know, I got this contract, and would you be willing to, you know, have you ever considered doing a commercial? And in my brain, I never have, but yeah. I was willing to hear about it. And, you know, we gave it a shot, went to the studio the next day, and it just worked out.
Right on. Yeah, that's, you can't argue with that. It just kind of falls
Absolutely.
In your lap. Fantastic. And it's a great, great version of that song. I mean, it's probably my favorite. To be honest, I'd never really heard that song. Like, I wasn't familiar with Jack White's version. I was certainly not familiar with U2's.
The U2 version. Right on.
But I mean, it just gives me chills listening to that song.
And thank you. I must say that I did have chills recording it in the studio as well.
Yeah, it really shows. The emotion really transfers well.
Awesome. Thank you.
So you guys are going to be here in Winnipeg April 7th.
I believe at the Cavern.
I believe I might have misspoke the wrong date when I first started the show today, but April 7th is the date. It's a Saturday, so there's no excuse to not come out and support this. I saw you guys play last time you were here, and I mean it's not a big club, but you guys played like you were in front of a arena full of people. It was amazing.
that's what we do, man. We play every night. We don't care who's there.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so looking forward to that, and hopefully.
Amazing.
Hopefully everything goes well on your way out here.
Thank you. We're hoping for some good weather. We hear it's been freezing over where you guys are at.
It's not, well, Winnipeg-wise, it's actually not too bad. It's +3, you know, so.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad now. We've gotten over the worst of it.
Right on. Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks again.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I look forward to seeing you guys again. Thank you very much for taking some time out. Good luck on the rest of the tour.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. See
you
again.
Right. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye, man.
Bye. All right, so that was The Damn Truth, and we're gonna hear Love Is Blindness, because that song just, like I said, it gives me chills. If it doesn't for you, then you really should check your pulse. Here we go. This is Assorted Hour, The Damn Truth on 101.5 UMFM.
Ah.
There's a whole world contained within Yamantaka's Sonic Titan. They're a no-wave prog collective, a black and white and sometimes red theater company, an operatic psych cult, and the speculative prophets of humanity's impending doom. Above it all, though, they're a thunderous rock band, and on their brand new album, Dirt, they're the heaviest they've ever been. Don't miss them as they return to Winnipeg playing the Handsome Donner on April 2nd with longtime Peg City favorites Mahogany Frog. Tickets are on sale now at the Handsome Donner at Into the Music Osborne and online through Ticketfly.com. Don't miss the audio-visual spectacle that is Yamantaka's Sonic Titan on April 2nd at the Handsome Donner. Brought to you by our friends at Real Love Winnipeg and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard The Damn Truth, a double shot there. White Lies was the last song. That was off their latest album, Devilish Folk. And Love is Blindness before that from the commercial for Yves Saint Laurent, is apparently doing pretty good, getting them some good exposure, which is great. They're here at the Cavern on April 7th, so do check that out. You won't regret it, I promise you that. that was pretty awesome. That was probably the most nervous I've been doing an interview, but I don't know why. I was starstruck. What can I say? We're gonna go right into some Glorious Bastards here. I'm really digging this rock and roll vibe I got going on. So I'm not gonna spoil that by throwing in some crazy punk rock or anything like that. Glorious Bastards. I can't remember where these guys are from. This album just is like an anomaly. I don't even remember where I heard of these guys. The album really jumped out to me, and it's just good down-home rock and roll. We're going to hear Scissors from their album Animal on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. All right, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. And, yeah, we're just about out of time here. We just heard Cursed Arrows with their newest track called Jumpers. I believe that's a Belle and Sebastian cover. I wouldn't really know. I don't really listen to Belle and Sebastian, but I think I read that somewhere, or maybe, I don't know, maybe I made it all up. Maybe someone can confirm that for me. The Glorious Bastards before that with Scissors from Animal. I'm going to leave you with a little set of some more rock and roll, kind of Rolling Stones inspired, I guess. I like it. Mover, James and the Ultrasounds, and hopefully we'll be able to fit in some real trucks. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. We got a whole lot more rock and roll in store. Here we go.